Hello. Oh my goodness, it has been a minute or two or five since I have A, published an episode, but B, published a solo episode. So welcome back to Seek the Joy podcast. It is not technically Seek the Joy Tuesday, but I've pretty much decided that Seek the Joy Tuesday is like every day in my book. And yes, I don't always have a joyful mentality, but I'm working on it. That's also what this podcast is about, is like being real with ourselves and where we're at in this moment and choosing to seek that joy for ourselves. So welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so happy to put out an episode, a mini episode. So I was thinking about this concept, this idea of transitions the other day, and things are always happening, right? Things are always shifting. We are always, if you think about it, in a state of transition, in a state of change, in a state of flux. Because the truth is, today is going to look different than tomorrow, than next week, than next month, than next year. And it's pretty cool if you think about it that way, that you are always growing, you are always changing, you are always shifting. There are so many moving parts to your life, to my life, to our lives, to how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to others. Things are always shifting. And there are always so many different puzzle pieces that are part of this shift and this change. And so transitions in life, although we're always experiencing them, sometimes they're more pronounced, sometimes they're more profound at different moments, especially if you were in one space and now you're moving into another, whether it's positive or negative or just neutral. And so I've been in this space of transition, of shifting, of changing. I don't know if I've shared this yet on the show, but I started a new position in January, and it's different than what I was doing before. It's different in a really positive and in a really good way. And it's meant showing myself more grace and compassion and understanding and patience for all of the different moving parts in my life. And I have been struggling with this idea of the fact that transitions can be tricky. New beginnings are just that, they're new. And I think within any transition, any beginning, any ending, any part of your life, there's always this moment of adapting, where you have to adapt, where you have to shift, you have to change, you have to move in the direction of the tide instead of fighting against it. And so I was thinking about this today. It's like, you don't even know you're adapting until you're actually doing it. And I think we often worry, we often wonder when we're in these transitions, when we're in these shifts, when things are moving, when we're beginning something and ending something simultaneously, there's always this question that lingers of, will we adapt? Will we change? Will I figure this out? Will I know how to be more calm in the face of a storm? Will I know how to ground myself? Can I be my own anchor? How do I navigate this? How do I shift? How do I build stamina? How do I exercise muscles that maybe I didn't know I had? These are all questions I have been asking myself quite a lot lately. And I know that you've got to be asking yourself these questions too, because like I said at the beginning, we're always in a state of transition. We're always in a state of flux and a state of change. And so how do you know, how do you trust that you're adapting? How do you know, how do you trust that you can exercise those muscles that you have that you didn't even know you had? And I think the answer lies in one word: trust. I want to amend that though. It's not just trust. It's belief and confidence in self, because you are where you're at in your life for a very specific reason. Positive, negative, neutral, however you want to view it, you're there for a reason. And you got to where you are, whether it's in your career or your personal life or your relationships with others or your relationship with yourself or in school or whatever it might be, you are where you're at in your life because of you. I think we always have to remember that we are where we're at because of ourselves. We are our greatest friend, our greatest mentor, our greatest ally, our greatest resource and source of wisdom. And I think we forget that, right? All the time, especially when you're in a state of transition and especially when you're in a state of a new beginning. We forget that we can and we should rely on ourselves. So it comes back to trust, and it comes back to belief and confidence in ourselves, and knowing that if today you don't know how to exercise those muscles, that you're learning. Every lesson, every hardship, setback, every step forward is just that, a lesson. It's an opportunity to reflect, to learn, to grow, to say, hey, I didn't get it right this time, but I know what I need to do differently next time. And that's how you build those muscles. That's how you build that trust, is that process of trial and error and allowing yourself to be in the arena. So don't hide, don't run, don't live in doubt. I posted something on Instagram last week, this week, and it said, stop hiding in your doubt. And I think it ties into this whole concept, this whole idea, which now I'm losing my train of thought, but it's basically that, is that don't hide in your doubt. Step forward in the belief of who you are. Step forward in the choice to embrace the transitions, to embrace the new beginnings, to embrace the endings, to not be so hard on yourself, to go with your flow. I know the expression is go with the flow, but it's your flow that you have to go with. I don't really know how to end this, but that's all I wanted to say, is don't hide in your doubt. Allow yourself the space to embrace, to grow, to change, to learn within these transitions, within these new beginnings. Show yourself that grace and that kindness and that compassion that we always talk about that we need to show others, but at the end of the day, we need to show it for ourselves. And I know one day soon, those muscles that we have, that we just don't know we have, will be in really good shape. So that's all I've got. I'm so happy to connect with you guys for a short little moment here on this, I guess, mini episode. I don't even know. But if you're not already, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are at Seek the Joy Podcast everywhere. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear what's going on in your life. Honestly, I have so many conversations going in the DMs. So let's keep the convo going. Reach out, introduce yourself, share this episode, share this podcast with a friend, somebody who needs a little bit more joy in their life. We've got like over 80 episodes in this library. So there's got to be something in there that you haven't listened to yet that I know you'll love and connect with. And I'm just going with my flow and rolling with it and trying to practice, I guess, what I preach, which is showing myself a little more kindness and compassion and knowing and trusting that these muscles, we're going to develop them. I'm going to develop them, and we've got this. So I love you guys. I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day, evening, week, whenever it is you're listening to this. And I'll see you right back here soon for another Seek the Joy Tuesday, or whatever day it'll end up being.